Welcome back. You may not know the name Kevin Gordon, but you may know his music. Keith Richards and the band covered his Deuce and a Quarter.
I buy a bottle, get the feeling good. A world's looking like you think it should.
You can also hear his sounds on HBO's True Blood. And then there's the duet that Kevin Gordon did with Lucinda Williams on his Down to the Well.
Ain't going down to the well no more. Believe I've had my fill. Went the ground till I done got sore. Ain't going back down to the well.
American Songwriter magazine calls Kevin Gordon the most accomplished but underrated songwriter and guitarist in Nashville. He's on tour with a new CD, Gloryland, his first in 7 years, and Kevin Gordon joins us in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
And tell us, underrated, most accomplished, are you the, we think, maybe only singer-songwriter with a master's degree in poetry from the prestigious Iowa Writers' Workshop?
Well, yes.
Or are there many others we don't know about?
It's a degree that will get you a nice job washing dishes just about anywhere, waiting tables. It is kind of a rare thing in Nashville to find people who went to grad school in creative writing like that.
Well, let's see how your poetry and your music come together in this song, which is inspired by the work of quilt maker and folk artist Picolia Warner. It's called Picolia Star.
Thimbles and thread, bag of rags and scraps of laughter. Mama's quilt like a flag. Friendships unfurled.
Tell us more about Picolia Warner.
Okay, she was an African-American quilter who lived in Yazoo City, Mississippi. And I read a chapter of a book, and each chapter was like a first-person monologue of the artist talking to you.
Tell me, have you seen Picolia Star?
And within 10 minutes, I was writing that song.
Yeah.
It was her voice that got to me.
You'd be safe and warm under Picolia Star.
Well, and we hear, you know, scraps of her and, you know, the scraps of fabric and things in the song. And you've been called a chronicler of life in the South, and on this new CD, songs speak to that. The one that's getting the most attention is Colfax Step in Time, a story about the day your 7th grade marching band met the Ku Klux Klan. Discuss. What happened?
We were marching in a parade in a little town named Colfax, and along the parade route there, we turned a corner, and here's the Klan handing out pamphlets.
In their white dunce caps and robes with red crosses embroidered on, like gilded leaves on an automatic rifle, or an image of the suffering Christ airbrushed on the side of a missile in broad daylight. Donald Lovelady said he thought they only came.
I don't think the gravity of it hit me, being 13 at the time, but as the years went on, I started thinking more and more about how our band director, who was African-American, Mr. Minifield, he is now Dr. Minifield, how he felt about it and what his response to that encounter was. A stoic courage. He kept looking straight ahead. I like that because it doesn't give you the easy answer of he wasn't scared, just that he kept going. That gesture of him continuing to walk by these guys said a lot to me.
He didn't say a word. Minifield didn't didn't turn his head, just kept marching, looking straight ahead. Looking straight ahead, like there was somewhere better he was going. But this was the only goddamn way to get there today. With his baton in the air, looking straight ahead.
Kevin Gordon, another theme that runs through the CD, besides the obvious Southern one, is the road. You know, and I have to say, you know, your road trips are not like mine. let's listen to just a little montage here. First, there's trying to get to Memphis, Heartbreaker, a guy begging for gas money so he can take his wife to her father's funeral.
This guy came to the door last night. Don't you remember me? Cleaned your gutters last fall. Well, the dealer's seat, that's my wife in the car there. And her daddy just died. And my tank's on empty and I ain't got a dime. Just trying to get to Memphis.
That happened to you?
It did. That was a song about a fellow who comes to my door. He tells me this heartbreaking story. So it's just being kind of caught in that dilemma of wanting to do the right thing,
right,
wanting to believe the guy.
Then there's Side of the Road. Could you just briefly tell us the story behind this?
Sure. That song grew out of a series of kind of montages that I'd written in my journal over the years. The second verse is about coming upon a scene of a church having been burned down probably the night before because the remains were still smoldering. Mm. And this was on a two-lane highway somewhere outside of Donaldsonville, Louisiana. I was on the road. I was driving from Houston to Jackson, Mississippi. And in the middle of nowhere, here's this scene with this preacher standing out by the highway with this plywood sign in his hands. What stuck with me was the way that he spelled out the words, God's way. But on the sign, he had painted it G-O-D on the top line, S-W-A-Y on the second line.
Who comes upon preachers standing next to smoldering churches holding signs that say, God's way?
Mm-hmm.
You know, wow.
Yeah. I immediately pulled out my notebook at the time and wrote that down. I mean, not that I would ever forget it.
Church in the country, burned to the ground. Congregation all gathered. Preacher in his robe, shining red in the sun. Held a sign that said it's God's way. Everyone by the road, by the side of the road. They were praying by the side of the road.
Nashville singer-songwriter Kevin Gordon, his new CD is Glory Land. We'll leave you with that title song. For more on the music, go to herenow.org. Kevin, thanks so much for the taste of the South.
You're
in
welcome.
Our studio here in Boston. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You might be the president, take a lot of power in your hands. Bend the laws to your advantage. Drive your armies to a foreign land. You say your call is just lonely. You must just to keep them believing they're on.
she walked as a smiling child upon the rubber. Death and infidels all around. You're drinking thirst, eating hunger, praying to the east. And the mullah is the only one you can trust. Who gives himself to the sacrifice, passes the gate to paradise. The mark, cool wind across your face, virgin visions in